Well, Kieran, it's come to a conclusion. Life in the Premier Division over, 6 defeats in a row at the end, but it was games probably further back in the season that ultimately cost you.
Oh, it has, definitely. You know, Chris, you can look back at the likes of Sligo game and Galway game and Finn Park, and even you can look at the likes of Cork when they won the league, and we gave them a good game, Finn Park, as well as Dundalk. And it is really, really, really disappointing here now at the minute. They know that every one of us are going down in the first division again.
Yeah. And two seasons at the top level, and there is such a gulf there between the two leagues, isn't there?
Oh, there's a difference in night and day in the two leagues. You know, like, the Harps have been there long enough. I've been there for, I think it was 6 or 7 years in the first division with Harps, and I moved into the Premier, and as I say, it's night and day between the both of them, and again, it is really, really tough.
Well, ultimately, Harps weren't good enough to stay up. We don't know what's going to happen next season, but one thing's for sure, I mean, the club continues on, the fight will be there, and the mission next year will be to get back into the top flight.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's the only thing in the boys' head there. No way we said and changed them there. It's you want to play at the top division in Ireland. You know, if whatever happens, you don't want to stay in that first division at all. That's why we work hard, and you know, you see in different teams there, there's differences between us, that there's full-time players and everything else, and we're part-time, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, people are going to have to take a few weeks now to take stock of the situation. We don't know who's going to be there next year. It's inevitable you're going to lose some of this current squad.
Oh, there will be. You know, there's many good players in the team, you know, and there will be clubs looking for other people. And as I say, we would love to keep as many as we can and go and give the first division a good rattle next year. Yeah. And hopefully we'll get into the Premier again.
Because certainly nobody can doubt the spirit and commitment, and Ollie Horgan and Paul Hegarty, they have given it their all.
Oh, honestly, I've been under Ollie now a long time, since nearly I came from Harps. He's been there a good few years, and his commitment, as well as Paul and Wally, everything. Wally travels up and down the country. Paul does the exact same thing, and they have everything for us. You know, I want to thank the lads for that as well.
Yeah, and 3 out of 12 going down. I mean, it is such a tough league. You knew that from the word go. It couldn't have been much harder.
No, you know, the other results haven't gone our way either. You know, you look at Derry and Sligo and all the other games, it has really, really, really hurt us, you know. And then when we looked at the Derry game and Sligo beating 3-0, and then going into the Monday night then against Drogheda, and have nothing to play for, when you really knew that it was down. But as I say, you just want to keep going and going and going.
And finally, just tonight, Bowes had something to celebrate at the end. They finished fifth. A bit of a party atmosphere here. They finished on a high and probably punched above their weight. And yet you troop off, and the contrast between the two sides was quite stark.
Oh, it is. You know, like, it's brilliant. It's a great stadium and everything here, and the crowd, you know, they were brilliant the whole way, 90 minutes. And it's, you know, I just want to be here again next year in this division, or in the year after, or whatever. Maybe whatever things happen right and everything, we back and it. And we give it a good go in the first division.
Killian Cantwell, the season's come to a conclusion. You came to Harps, Premier Division football. You gave it your all, but ultimately for you and the club, it's ended in disappointment.
I knew what I was coming into. We always knew we'd be around that area in the league. We felt we had enough in the dressing room, and talking with the boys and with the management, the staff, everything, I think we did. But obviously falling short is really a disappointment. Really a disappointment, as you said. So now we just need to pick ourselves up and go from there then.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, the statistics show 6 defeats in a row at the end, and ultimately you went down. You didn't get to the last game, but you weren't a million miles off it.
No, as you said, it doesn't really matter what talent you have in your dressing room. If the confidence is down and you struggle to turn that around, I felt we weren't really getting much luck. And some teams maybe were getting a bit of luck, and when we lost, the teams around us were winning. So it was kind of like a kick in the teeth when we were down. And I just don't think we could change that confidence, and that's what ended up happening. 6 losses in a row, and I think we just couldn't change it.
What a great bunch of lads who got on well together. There was no doubting about the commitment in the whole panel.
Right from the management to the last, you know, the last sub and the players that didn't get on and stuff, you know, there was a really hard working group bunch, and you know, we kept the spirits high even though things weren't going our way. We tried our best to change it, but as you said, the group, brilliant. And if I don't come back or whatever, I'm really going to miss that kind of, you know, togetherness, because that's what's there. And Finn Harps have always had that. Even when I wasn't there, I knew that that's what they had, and that's partly why I came up here.
Yeah. And geographically, Harps are always at a disadvantage. There's a smaller player pool. They're not going to get guys up from Dublin. There's the cost, there's the travel. So they have a lot of disadvantages that other clubs don't, and yet there's a great heart there.
No doubt. It's a small club in Ireland, and everybody involved knows that. I think most people outside don't understand how much work actually goes in and to keep that club running. And it's just when you're involved, you really see the hard work put in. And I think there's going to be that core group always there from Harps. So I don't see the club ever going to die, because somebody's always going to keep rebuilding and keep going. And they might not have the biggest budget or, you know, can attract the most players from around the league. But there is people, there's young people like myself that are willing to travel the length of Ireland to go up and play. So once there's always that attraction, I think Finn Harps will be fine.